Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Angel Cancino and Sita Rocha. Sita is one of my colleagues here in the Department of Communication. She's been involved with Borderzine, National Association of Hispanic Journalists, Journalism in July, and a bunch of other programs that Sita has brought to our department. And we're going to talk about one specific program, which is Journalism in July. But first of all, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you.
So as I mentioned, Sita, the fact that Journalism in July is coming up, and it starts on, I think, July 11th. But this is something that you started, and it was something that we didn't know if it was going to carry on, but it's been very successful.
It has been very successful. It's had its ups and downs. We've had to adjust the numbers over the years, you know, depending on budget. Some years we have more students than others. The goal is 20 high school students every summer to come here, spend a week on campus, to learn the best practices in journalism, to visit local media outlets, to be mentored by professional journalists in our community and by some of the professors here that teach journalism, and to produce their own web newspaper. It used to be when we started a paper. They give it the name. They change the name every year. They talk about it and debate it and choose a name. And then now it's a web newspaper, and with the name under the auspices of Borderzine and Journalism in July. So, yeah, it's going on its 14th year.
I'm glad you mentioned that it's a web newspaper now, because I was going to ask you about that. In the 14 years since you've been doing this, technology changes every day. I mean, sometimes you can buy a computer and then it's already outdated the next month. But tell us a little bit about how those changes have affected the way you all teach journalism to students.
Sure. You know, we no longer teach students, preparing them to go into the old, I don't want to say old-fashioned, but in ways in which we used to prepare students before to go either into print media, to go into broadcast, to go into TV news or radio news or magazines. And now what we do is we really teach them to do a little bit of everything. And it's a great demand on the professors and the students, but they've got, when they go out there, when they get a job, they've got to be able to write a print story. They've got to be able to turn around and do a video right away to accompany the story. In most cases, photographs. They've got to be their own photographers and take good still photographs. In some cases, in most cases now, they've got to be able to promote their own stories on social media, so they become their own PR person. It's a different world. And because we've made those changes, you know, internally in the Department of Communication with our multimedia journalism major, we've incorporated the same format into Journalism in July. And these are kids from local schools. Two of them are from high school in Juarez. We've also had in recent years students from some of the high schools in Las Cruces. And when they come to us, they are typically either writers, reporters, editors at their high school media, either their local newspaper. Not many of them have websites yet, which is unfortunate, for their broadcast stations at their high schools. So these kids are the top community high school journalists, and we are helping to prepare them to go to the next level and to pursue that career, if that's what they really want to do, going forward into college and beyond.
We're visiting with Professor Sita Rocha and Angel Cancino. We're talking about Journalism in July, and Angel, you have been involved with Journalism in July for a while now. Sometimes you've taken a little bit of a leave of absence because I think Vianney filled in one time. But tell us about your role in working with the students, because you do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything as the program coordinator. This is actually my fourth year helping as program coordinator for Journalism in July and some of the other special programs for Borderzine. My role basically comes in as a logistics coordinator and promotion coordinator as well.
And so as far as dealing with the students, do you have to kind of make sure that everything's working out for them, the programs, if you have an interview at a TV station or at the newspaper, that everything's set up?
Yeah, basically from the get-go, when we start sending out our Save the Date to journalism advisors at the high schools, I get in touch first with the journalism advisors, then with all of the students that apply for the program. I'm in touch with them since day one. They send me their information. They send us their information to apply, and then Once we get into our program, it's everything from making sure that our counselors are taking care of the students to anything that arises from them. If they have any issues, they can come to me. So we make them feel comfortable in the program.
Sita mentioned a little bit about the changes in the program and changes in journalism. What changes have you seen in the students in the 4 years you've been working this?
Well, obviously, they're using a lot of new technology that Professor Rocha and I were talking about the other day that we don't even know about. I noticed that they don't have as much trouble adapting to the technologies that we teach them as sometimes the professors that come in to get trained on the similar programs. The students pick them up faster. But I guess changes, no, they are all very driven. They all want to learn the basics of journalism, and they all bring their passion. And I think it's been the same each year with them.
People might say, well, you know, a week is a nice stay for the students because they stay here on campus, correct?
Yes.
And people don't realize that, gosh, a week isn't even enough because it's a boot camp. But it's a very fast boot camp where you all jam-pack everything that you can.
Yeah, absolutely, Louis. These students are, we keep them busy and active pretty much from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. So it's very rigorous. The students, the main thing, and I just remembered this that I think is really important. Last year, we changed the format a little bit in that we decided that we would take them out into a place in the community. Last year, it was Segundo Barrio. And have them actually report stories out of that community. So it's more like being in the field as a journalist now than before. We would sometimes, they would do a story on campus, or if we had the manpower, which has been an issue in the past, in terms of mentors, have someone from our staff take them to an assignment. That became very cumbersome. So last year what we did was we had them spend pretty much a whole half day at Segundo Barrio. And they picked their stories before we went out. They were ready with their equipment. And then they went out and started doing their interviews and shooting their videos and taking photographs. So that was really, really cool. Now, this year, we're doing it a little bit differently in that we're going to take them downtown. And we've broken them up into five teams, each team with one trainer or mentor who will go with them out in the field. And we've picked broad themes for them to cover. In my case, I'm going to try to get them to write. I'm going to be one of the trainers, so I'm going to have my team do stories about the Holocaust Museum and the programs there. And so another trainer, Dino Chiecki from the El Paso Times, is going to take them to do Plaza de los Lagartos, which, as we know, has been a work in progress for a very long time and now is finally finished. I think another trainer is going to take them to the El Paso Museum of Art. So we're actually now incorporating what I like to call field work into the program. So they'll go out, they'll collect all their video, they'll do their interviews, they'll take their pictures, and then they'll go back to the newsroom, which is here in the Cotton Building, and then they'll spend 2 days writing their stories, polishing their videos, editing their photographs, and putting together a package, naming the newspaper, the web newspaper. And then by the end of the workshop, which will be on the 16th, their parents are going to come in, and we're going to do a final kind of graduation ceremony. They will show what they've produced on the website, and everyone will get to see it and celebrate that. So I'm really happy that we've added that field day into the program.
And what you just mentioned about the parents being here, that is, I think, one of the best parts of the program because the students are proudly showing off what they've done. And the parents, some of them may not even know what the students have been doing. And Angel, you've been part of that.
Oh, yes. Yes. You can see how proud and happy the parents are when they come in on the last day. For many cases, it is the first time that they let their kids go off and stay at the dorms at the university. So they see them as they're growing and yeah, they're very proud.
I was going to say, to add to what Angel said, yeah, it's really remarkable. I mean, I have had parents, sometimes you can see the tears in their eyes when they see what their students have accomplished. Everybody's beaming. The kids feel like they're on top of the world. I mean, here is something that they've put together in just a week. It's pretty awesome. And if many of them, I think what it ends up doing, I don't know, Angel, you may agree or disagree, but I think it reinvigorates that seed in them of wanting to be a journalist, and it helps it to grow. And then they take what they learn. This is the best part of it. They take what they learn at the workshop back to their student media, because the following year, a lot of these people, they're going to be editors at their newspaper, or they're going to be full-time writers for their newspapers. So they apply their skills right away. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Let's talk a little bit about social media, because you mentioned that before, all three of us as journalists, sometimes we find it difficult when we see, because of YouTube, that sometimes the, quote, amateurs will post video or some facts about something before everything has been verified. And sometimes that has a negative response.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we incorporate into this workshop a good 2 hours, I think, right, Angel?
Yes.
It is a session on media ethics and law, and how to be responsible journalists, and how not to go out there on social media and put stuff out that has not been verified. So they're getting that. They're getting that. And by the way, the professor who teaches that segment is Dr. Ruggiero, who has been here a long time and has become a so-called expert, you know, in many ways on media law and ethics. So they get that grounding while they're here, and I think they get the message. Don't you think, Angel, by the time they're ready to go, that they can't be irresponsible with their social media pages?
I agree with that, Professor Arbacha. And also to add to that, we also have the social media workshop that Professor Kate Gannon teaches. So she teaches them all of the basics, and by the end of the week, they go through a scavenger hunt, and they know what things they need to post and how they can get the news out through social media as well.
We have about a minute left in the program, but I don't want to leave without first acknowledging the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, which Professor Arrocha was the national director, executive director for a while, but she's also been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you've been involved with a lot of our students here, helping them to attend these conferences. And I think you were telling me before the program started that Angel is going to get to go.
Yes, he is going to be there, and he's going to be a volunteer with the National Association, as well as doing some networking, because he is ready for his next job, I believe. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's definitely going to be meeting with recruiters while he's there as well. But yeah, you know, it was an honor. It is an honor to have been selected. But to me, frankly, that award belongs to our students and the students that work so hard to become journalists in an era of decreasing diversity in news media. And it is so important, I think, for all of us. You know, the honors are great, but I think to keep working, we really need to keep working to get those numbers up in the newsroom, because that is what is going to have our media eventually represent the diversity of our communities. And so I think the award goes to them and to their hard work and to where they're going. I mean, we, as you know, Louis, over the last 13 years since Journalism in July started, we're sending students all over the country. We now have students at ESPN. We have them at major news publications throughout the country. We have them doing internships at Telemundo and Univision, at Washington publications, at the Boston Globe. It's pretty formidable. And it is those students. They're the generation, I believe. We were the trailblazers, right, you and I? We started in the trenches. There were very few of us when we started. But these kids are going to make a difference. They will, I believe, change the face of news media in this country. And I'm proud that we at UTEP have a role in that, in shaping them, both of us, KTEP and our other programs in the communication department.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. And I want to mention one other person who is also very involved with our students, and that's Doug Mitchell of NPR. He's always been very helpful, very supportive of us. And Angel, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Angel Cancino and Professor Sita Rocha, talking about Journalism in July, which begins 14th year, July 11th, and that will be a week-long boot camp, if you want to call that, for journalism students, and the results are going to be incredible, as they always are. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to engineer Andrea Granado. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.